The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Access to the abortion drug mifepristone upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices ruling abortion opponents who brought the case lacked legal standing. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
What the court said unanimously in this decision by Brett Kavanaugh is that they couldn't demonstrate a clear line between the FDA's regulations increasing access to mifepristone through the mail, in doctor's offices with reduced dosing, and any immediate concrete harm to them in their doctor's offices.
At the G7 summit in Italy, leaders agreeing to lend Ukraine a $50 billion loan using interest from frozen Russian assets. President Biden and Ukraine's leader also signing a bilateral security agreement. A Russian court ruling that American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich will stand trial on espionage charges, ending his pre-detention appeals. And Israel says it will not send a delegation to resume ceasefire talks with Hamas over its demands. This is ABC News. Moose attacks are rare, but in Colorado, there have been two in less than 2 days near the town of Winter Park.
Both attacks came from the same moose defending her young. In a 48-hour period, the moose attacked two victims around Winter Park. The first was a man out walking his dogs on a leash. They turned a corner, and there was a moose 30 yards away. The moose went after them, launching the man into the air. The moose attacked the dogs. A man says he fought back. The dogs were injured. He was mostly okay. Colorado wildlife officials say moose see dogs as predators and will fight. Then a jogger was attacked by the same moose and was seriously injured. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A fistfight breaking out in Italy's parliament, sending one lawmaker to the hospital. Tensions rising over a government proposal that opponents say will increase the divide between the north and south in the country. The lawmaker who was hurt was punched in the head and the chest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mostly clear and calm tonight with a low of 55. Beautiful day tomorrow with sunshine and low humidity, high 81. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 miles per hour. And right now it's becoming partly to mostly sunny outside. And our current temperature is 81 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man injured in a crash over the weekend has died. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reported yesterday Daryl Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died as a result of his injury sustained in the crash Saturday night. Mead was operating a motorcycle southbound on U.S. Highway 151 when he lost control of his motorcycle and was ejected. He was found unconscious in the median suffering from serious injuries. Emergency services performed life-saving measures and he was transported to a local hospital and later taken by UW MedFlight Again, Daryl Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, has died as a result of his injury sustained in the crash. The Sauk County boy authorities believe ran away to live in the woods has now been missing for a year. Family, friends, and strangers gathered for a vigil last night, 1 year since James Yablonski left his Reedsburg home. He was 13 and brought the family's car to the bluffs in Baraboo. Officials believed at first he was living in the woods, but he was never found in exhaustive searches. The FBI is working with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office to find James. A detective tells WMTV there's no evidence to support him being kidnapped, deceased, or that any family member was involved in his disappearance. Western Wisconsin voters got to learn more about the Democratic candidates for Congress last night. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
Last night, the three Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District shared their ideas at a forum held in Platteville. While the candidates agreed on many issues, they also had different ideas on how to approach key topics like health care and student loan forgiveness. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson will be on the ballot in August in the Democratic primary. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. WalletHub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. WalletHub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
We just announced the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund, which is a $100 million fund that will help entrepreneurs in Wisconsin be able to access capital and be able to grow their businesses here. I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago. So we've got a ton going on in Wisconsin, and I'm really excited about it.
Hughes also points to Wisconsin's low unemployment. Universities of Wisconsin officials plan to close another two-year campus, this time in the Fox Cities. UW-Oshkosh Chancellor announced today that the school's two-year branch campus in Menasha will close at the end of the 2025 spring semester. Levitt said in a statement that enrollment at the campus has declined by 67% over the last decade, and projections show fewer than 100 students by 2032. Declining enrollment across the UW system has forced officials to close four other two-year schools since 2023, including UW-Richland. They've also announced plans to close UW-Milwaukee's Waukesha campus in 2025. A concentrated animal feeding operation near Sparta was fined over $200,000 by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. In a release, the DOJ said Milsna Dairy Supply was fined for violating the state's wastewater laws from 2015 to 2023. Prosecutors said that the CAFO allowed a permit for pollutant discharge elimination to expire in 2015 and didn't file for a new permit until charges had been brought last year. Milsna Dairy Supply also built a sand separation system without DNR approval. Two people were arrested Tuesday following a search. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday morning around 11, members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force conducted a search warrant in the village of Cobb. As a result, Julie A. Porteous, 48, of Cobb, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on felony charges of possession with intent to deliver narcotics, possession with intent to deliver amphetamine, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and three counts of bail jumping. She also faces misdemeanor charges for neglecting a child and possession of drug paraphernalia. Larry J. Lappin, 62, of Cobb, was booked into the Iowa County Jail. He faces felony charges for party to a crime, for possession with intent to deliver narcotics, possession with intent to deliver amphetamine, and maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He is also being held on a probation hold. Iowa County Sheriff's Office and members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force were assisted by Cobb First Responders and Highland EMS. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. The Queen's competition is being held today. You are welcome to attend the Queen pageant and reception tonight at 7:30 in the Connection Building on the fairgrounds. Tomorrow is Wear Pink for Grace and Senior Night. Performances will be held Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. Sunday will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Advance tickets for Friday and Saturday night are priced at $7 for adults and $6 for children, for students 13 to 17, and senior citizens. The cost is a dollar more at the gate. Sunday's ticket prices are $9 and $8, respectively. Advance tickets are available tomorrow from 8:30 until noon in Building H at the fairgrounds. The cost for children 6 to 12 is $4 for each performance. Under 6 is free. Weekend passes are also available for $25. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified three nominees that are eligible to be elected to the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. The nominees are in Districts 1, 2, and 3. District 3 includes Adams, Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, La Crosse, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. The District 3 nominee is Roderick Gooms of Endeavor. Eligible growers can vote for the candidate in their respective district or write in the name of another eligible producer. Completed ballots must be emailed or mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911 Madison 53708, and postmarked on or before Saturday. Elected producers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st. More than 2,100 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2023, resulting in 9 deaths and more than 700 injuries, according to data gathered by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. 3 of those 9 fatalities last year occurred in work zones in northwest Wisconsin. Wisconsin DOT officials have joined the Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin County Highway Association, and industry partners at a news conference in Eau Claire to emphasize the message of safe, attentive driving, especially in work zones. Speeding, tailgating, and distracted driving are the leading causes of work zone crashes in Wisconsin. State law prohibits texting while driving on any road. It is also illegal to use a handheld mobile device in work zones and in areas surrounding emergency response vehicles with flashing lights. Motorists are urged to buckle up and put their phone down when driving. In Wisconsin, work zones include highway construction and rolling maintenance operations, as well as emergency response, municipal projects, and utility work along local roads. In any of these work zones, crews often work within feet of live traffic. Wisconsin DOT engages with County Highway Partners, Wisconsin Counties Association, Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association, and others to promote safe driving in work zones. Visit Wisconsin DOT's Work Zone Safety website for tips and information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of Rural Lone Rock, died Saturday at the Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11:30 at the Spring Green Community Church with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, any donations can be made to your favorite charity or cause. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Milton N. Sprecher, 98, of Rural Lone Rock. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 22nd, from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Light showers winding down as skies are clearing and some sun is peeking out before sunset tonight, which, by the way, is at 8:44, with the last light tonight at 9:18. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 25 minutes of daylight today. As the cold front stays south of us now, we clear on out and we get calm tonight, as winds ease up and temperatures fall to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, it's going to be a bright, blue, and beautiful day out there with plenty of sunshine and, honestly, some of the finest temperatures of the season. Highs will rise to the low 80s, and you know what else will be low? The humidity. Yes, it's going to leave us alone because we've got that northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, pulling in a much drier, crisper air mass. By Friday night, we'll see a few clouds filling in, temperatures back to the mid-50s, and Saturday becoming cloudy, with showers arriving by the afternoon. Winds will be out of the southeast, just a touch breezy, and highs right around 80 degrees. We're going to be looking to the southwest as a warm front approaches, filling in with much heavier rain and thunderstorms at night. We could see some heavy downpours, flash flooding, and some strong to severe thunderstorms as well. All of that will wrap up on Sunday morning, and then we'll actually see a dry period on Sunday for Father's Day, but we are looking at really warm and humid conditions. In fact, dew points are going to be climbing to the low to mid 70s, feeling very sticky and muggy as highs soar to near 90 degrees. Going to want to make sure that you stay hydrated if you're going to be spending any time outside. Or you're going to want to make sure that the air conditioning unit is ready to roll by Sunday. Because I'm not kidding, we're going to stay into the upper 80s to low 90s for next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 81 degrees after a daytime high of 82 and a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 86 and we received 32/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1970 is 96 degrees with a record low of 39 set back in 1958. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:43. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are out of the west-southwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received 1/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. After taking 2 out of 3 games against the Toronto Blue Jays, the Milwaukee Brewers are off today. Then they will host a 3-game series starting tomorrow against the Cincinnati Reds. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound to start the first game of that series. Tomorrow night's first pitch at American Family Field will be at 7:10, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame show starting at around 6:35. Elsewhere in the majors today, the Braves beat the Orioles 6-3. It was the Tigers over the Nationals 7-2. The Royals defeated the Yankees 4-3. And the Cardinals also defeated the Pirates 4-3. Other games going on in the majors tonight include the Cubs at the Rays, the Mets hosting the Marlins. It will be the Phillies at the Red Sox, the Athletics at the Twins. The Mariners will be hosting the White Sox, the Diamondbacks hosting the Angels, and the Rangers will be at the Dodgers. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state. Illinois high school standout Ian Miletic has committed to play basketball at Marquette. Miletic is a 6'7" forward from Rolling Meadows High School. He took an official visit to the Milwaukee campus last weekend. Coaches say he is a smooth shooting wing who can guard multiple positions. He picked the Golden Eagles over offers from Illinois and Miami of Ohio. Miletic could average 19 points and 8 8 rebounds a game last season, connecting on 45% of his three-point efforts.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur gave his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp on July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on a Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans weren't present on Wednesday. Running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling their contractual obligations. The Atlanta Falcons were stripped of a fifth-round pick in next year's draft today for violating the NFL's anti-tampering rules prior to signing quarterback Kirk Cousins. The Falcons and Cousins agreed to a four-year, $180 million contract with $100 million in guaranteed shortly after the league's 52-hour legal tampering window opened. It's normal for teams and players to reach agreements quickly, and there were other players who agreed to deals even before Cousins. But Cousins' comments at his introductory news conference raised questions that led to the NFL's investigation. And Patrick Cantlay has taken the early lead in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Number two, he holed a bunker, shot for birdie early, and made a couple of birdies late for a 65 to lead by one over Ludvig Åberg among the morning wave. Tiger Woods opened with a 74. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler was playing in the afternoon. Cantlay is ranked within the top 10 in the world, but he hasn't done much of anything in the majors. The U.S. Open is one month after Cantlay's best friend in golf, Xander Schauffele, won his first major at the PGA Championship. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This Saturday, June 15th, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host a dog walk at the Woodman Happy Trails Dog Park. The walk will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. and go until 2, and is open to everyone, whether members of OMHS or not. All dogs must be on 6-foot non-retractable leashes and be up to date on have their vaccinations. An obstacle course will be available, as will information tables, giveaways, items for purchase, dog treats provided by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, human treats, and free bottles of water. There will be no entry fee, but donations will be accepted. OMHS invites you to attend Saturday's dog walk, which is sure to be a doggone good time for you and your dog. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
And it's time for our Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO. This is for the 5 o'clock hour. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is road. That is spelled R-O-A-D. So all you have to do, if you haven't done so already, is download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, and then go to the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword road, R-O-A-D, for your chance to win this statewide contest. Again, the word is road, R-O-A-D. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn are higher Thursday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up. They had some help from bean meal while watching planting and development weather. Conditions are mostly good for the tail end of planting, but there could be some early crop stress. July beans were up 12 and a quarter at 1189 and a half. August was 11 and a half higher at 1178 and a quarter. August bean meal was up $8.10 at $3.68.30. August soybean oil was 7 points higher at $43.86. Corn was up. Parts of the Corn Belt will see hotter, drier conditions, possibly into the end of the month. That should allow planting to wrap up quickly, but it might impact development. July corn was 4 1/4 higher at 4.58 1/2, and September was up 6 3/4 at 4.63 1/2. And wheat was mixed. Winter wheat harvest conditions generally look favorable, with good early hard red winter yield results in some areas. The trade's also monitoring the ongoing drought in parts of Russia and Ukraine. July Chicago on Thursday was up 3 at 6.20. July Kansas City was down 1/2 at 6.36 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was 1 1/4 lower at 6.67. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle were higher and feeders finished mixed, watching direct cash cattle business start to develop. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. But also, box beef was mixed at midday. August live was up $1.17 at $179.50. October was 65 higher at $181.70. August feeders were down a dime at $257.47. September feeders were 17 lower at $258.30. And hogs were lower, pressured by profit-taking along with the cash and wholesale business during the session. July lean was down 92 cents at 92.77. The August hog contract was $1.35 lower at 88.60. Megan Grebner will have your full look at the cash livestock markets heading into the week after this brief break.
Are you interested in adding bushels to your crop this summer? Dr. Greg Willoughby breaks down a unique, proven biological product called Full Scale.
So, Greg, Full Scale is really about adding weight to the seed, to the kernel or the soybean, whatever crop it may be at the end of the day. It's about adding volume and weight.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's mainly based on phosphorus, nitrogen, and the micronutrients that kind of go with that. And we've seen in some of our analysis of kernel composition, you know, up to 20x times movement of those elements going from what an untreated going into a treated. So we're definitely moving more phosphorus, more nitrogen, more zinc, more manganese into those kernels.
To learn more about Full Scale, download the Field Link podcast wherever you get your podcast or contact your Elanor representative.
Late to moderate direct cash cattle trade took place Thursday. Live deals in the South are marked at $186, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Deals in Nebraska are marked at $195 live and mostly $305, which is $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. More trade could develop before the end of the day Friday. Boxed beef closed higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 71 cents at 318.31. Select closed 32 cents higher at 299.25. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with light negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilt at the national daily direct down 72 cents with a weighted average of 86.87. Pork values closed lower down $1.99 at 97.02. And estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Ag groups have joined the EPA in a lawsuit against environmentalists pushing for additional permits on large livestock farms. American Farm Bureau's Travis Cushman tells Brownfield it's the third time EPA's concentrated animal feeding operations rule has faced legal challenges. More news is next.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI mixed flow dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Crop condition ratings are higher compared to the past several years, but Southwest Minnesota farmer Brian Bigler tells Brownfield that's not the case on his farm.
We have a lot more unevenness out in the field this year.
A crop and livestock farmer in southeast Missouri says good hay production is a benefit of the recent rains, along with a reduction in drought conditions. Jeff Reed tells Brownfield,
pastures look really great right now. We're optimistic to have a good run this summer.
A climatologist says rangeland conditions are mixed across the Midwest and plains. Eric Hunt with University of Nebraska-Lincoln tells Brownfield some areas of western Nebraska remain dry.
I did get some confirmation from a beef extension educator out in this region that's basically kind of confirming that there is some pastures are short of moisture and are starting to show some signs of stress. And things are definitely starting to show up here just a bit dry up in parts of South Dakota.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchie's crane truck. For more information, call Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Reaching full yield potential. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Helena. Reaching full yield potential is a goal for every farmer. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with Helena discusses how Full Scale equips crops with a combination of beneficial plant extracts and micronutrients at critical growth stages. More coming up on Brownfield.
Are you interested in adding bushels to your crop this summer? Dr. Greg Willoughby breaks down a unique, proven biological product called Full Scale.
So, Greg, Full Scale is really about adding weight to the seed, to the kernel or the soybean, whatever crop it may be at the end of the day. It's about adding volume and weight.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's mainly based on phosphorus, nitrogen, and the micronutrients that kind of go with that. And we've seen in some of our analysis of kernel composition, you know, up to 20x times movement of those elements going from what an untreated going into a treated. So we're definitely moving more phosphorus, more nitrogen, more zinc, more manganese into those kernels.
To learn more about Full Scale, download the Field Link podcast wherever you get your podcasts or contact your Helena representative.
Meeks is a product specialist with Helena Agri Enterprises. He says the components in Full Scale help strengthen the crop's ability to move vital resources throughout the plant and increase productivity. Meeks says it also features ENC formulation technology.
ENC formulation technology is one of those uniquely positioned technologies in the market, and it's founded from our product called ENC, and it enhances nutrient uptake. ENC formulation technology also allows better compatibility when mixing with other products. It's got like a vitamin package in there, and ENC formulation technology is what carries those micronutrients as well. So it does. A couple different things, from enhancing uptake, enhancing compatibility, and providing micronutrients in that product.
Meeks discusses some of his tips for producers considering the product.
So I would say where you have really good fertility under that crop, where you have good yield potential in those fields, that's really where we see Full Scale shine. Is where you're really trying to push those yields, those fields that are highly productive. And, you know, even in your average producing fields, we're still seeing good yield increases on there. So I would just say where we've got the groceries under it and we're really trying to push yield, Full Scale will help you get it to that next level.
And he says producers can find a local sales rep at helenaagra.com.
They will help you create these programs and help you identify those areas where we can use these products and hopefully increase yield and profitability and give you the best return on the investment that you spend, you know, that dollar that you spend.
Again, it's helenaagra.com to find your local Helena representative or to locate additional information about the product Full Scale. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Helena.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Okay, it's time once again to give the keyword for the 5 o'clock hour for the Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. And this is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is road. That's R-O-A-D. So go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it already, you can find it on the Apple or Google stores. And go to the app and find WRCO and use the text button to send the keyword road, R-O-A-D. And again, the word is road, R-O-A-D. Find the station on your Civic Media app. Use the text button to send right now, and you have until the end of the hour to do this. Good luck.
I wear a greasy ball cap. I like my shirt untucked. I spend Saturdays working on my truck. I don't like to fight, but I ain't scared to bleed. Most don't mess with a guy like me. At the bank, mine worked on cars. You went to college, I pulled graveyard. You must have had your pick of all the trust fund types, but you came back to me and only God knows why.
That was Eric Church with Guys Like Me on Country and Community. Right now, our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is back up to 82, which is our daytime high, which I mentioned earlier during our weather forecast. Winds are, though, they're out of the west. Now they're going coming out of the west northwest and now out of the west southwest. So the winds are really kind of blowing around out there out of every direction you can think of at 5 to 7 miles per hour. But tonight's supposed to be mostly clear and calm, so it's low 55. And tomorrow will be a beautiful day if you want to get out and do something. Talking about a high of 81, and the humidity is supposed to be low. So that's the thing that gets you. I know in my apartment, that was hard to get cooled off, even with the air conditioning going. And, of course, my part of the house is where the sun was hitting as well, too. So just can't win on hot days like this. But hope you're all staying cool wherever you are on this Thursday evening. During our sports broadcast tonight, I forgot to mention the high school baseball games. Yes, they have the state high school tournaments, the championship games going on today in Madison. And not in Madison, but at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And in those games that were played today in Division 4, Oliva Strum took the title by beating Northwood Solon Springs by a score of 11-1. And in Division 3, in the championship game, Aquinas beat Kenosha St. Joseph 6-4. And the game is still going on between Mosinee and Edgewood. I think that's getting towards the end. Once I get a score on that, I'll keep you up to date on that. And then the championship game for the Division 1 is going to be played tonight at 6, so coming up shortly, and that'll be De Pere taking on Sun Prairie East. Also, the girls' soccer tournament is underway in Milwaukee starting today, and in semifinal action in Division 4, it was Cedar Grove, Belgium beating Regis McDonald's 6-0, and in the other Division 4 semifinal game, it was the Prairie School defeating Kiel 7-1, so on Saturday, it will be Cedar Grove, Belgium, taking on the Prairie School.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Do you listen to Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night?
Yeah, I like when Phil says, that's your three items, and what's your phone number?
I am sorry, sir, but that is Prime Mover with Adam Hess. We are asking about Phil Nee.
Who?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll be rocking back to the past, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s again Saturday night. This time we'll take those old records off the shelf for a countdown that I think you'll enjoy. The all-time best classic rock and roll songs as voted on by the public. So join us for that coming up on Saturday night between 6 and midnight. The weekend is going to be rocking and rolling.
Yippee!
Settle down, Joanne. Those were the days at WRCO Saturday night. You're sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel.
Yippee!
And thanks to one of our great listeners, he just called in the score to me about the Edgewood game. And I did look online. They finally got it posted on there. So, but anyways, I'll pass that score along. That was in the Division II championship game in baseball today. And Edgewood beat Moseny by a score of 12-6 to take the Division II championship. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be Sun Prairie East taking on De Pere. And if I get the final score for that game, I'll be sure to pass that along. Hopefully you'll get that before I head out for this evening. But if I get that score, I'll definitely pass it along to each and every one of you.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silverado down the road I loved to ride. Soon as that barber hits the water, girl, your mammy starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known it by now. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You're ruining damn near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey, 'cause you used to drink it with me in the bed of my truck.
Walk on faith, trust. us travel is uncertain. There is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up.